And now for our second feature. Regular columnist and journalist David Clayton says technological advances are amazing, but asks if something is missing. Here to read his article is Jenny Pierce.
These days, I'm prone to exclaiming, "Who would have thought it in my lifetime?" By that, I mean there are some things we take for granted today, which were, by comparison, comically primitive back in my childhood. Take, for example, the telephone. I was born in the 50s, and we were one of the first households in our street to have a phone installed. Now I look back, it was inconveniently in the hallway, just by the front door, which I think is as far as the GPO were obliged to run the wires back then. It was a big black Bakelite thing. Other families would come to use it and proffer tuppence for the privilege. We thought we were the cutting edge of sophistication and the envy of the neighbourhood. But look where we are now. We all have personal phone, which is also a camera, a computer and, joy of joys, a torch. These days, my television will show me any programme I've missed at any time, and the profusion of channels is confounding. I remember huddling around a 14-inch Ferguson, watching the flickering black-and-white adventures of the Lone Ranger on the one TV channel available. Hi-oh, Silver! The intervening progress is staggering. I could go on. But in one technological evolution, I put it to you. We have gone the other way. I was chatting to a pal who's something of a vinyl record and a music aficionado. Whenever we meet, he's eager to play me some long-lost track he's just discovered. From out of his pocket came his minuscule MP3 player and a speaker the size of a golf ball. One connected to the other, he scrolled down hundreds of titles and then filled the room with a sound which was wildly disproportionate to the size of the thing playing it. I once had a garage full of records, and this little gadget offered the same storage capacity. The next day, I went to interview a Galston man. To my surprise and delight, he had just bought a vintage jukebox. Not just any jukebox, one that served customers at a cafe in the King's Lynn area before Chris, my interviewee, acquired it. As a snapshot in time, it perfectly captured the late 50s, when for a matter of pennies, and old ones at that, you could hear your favourite hits of the day. Almost without asking permission, I pressed N and 4 to select Billy Fury's Halfway to Paradise. The satisfying clunk of the big plastic buttons launched a real thrill of an old jukebox, watching the machinery glide up and down the row 100 single records and the mechanical arm plucking out N4 and placing it into the player. Then, and this is the important bit, the sound came through some very old big speakers via some valves from somewhere behind a sea of chrome. The sound was big, booming, and perfectly suited to Mr. Fury's hit. It was so much better than the digital version. I now couldn't live without our modern touchscreen world. A world of music, including Billy Fury's famous hit, is effortlessly downloaded, and it's simply staggering how far we've come and how relatively affordable all this mind-blowing technology is. But I can't help thinking something's missing, isn't it?